The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Connecting to your experience right now. However you are in this moment, can you open to that without resistance or holding on, just as it is? What can support this possibility of opening to whatever is happening in the present moment is to encourage the relaxation of body and mind. A very supportive condition for wise mindfulness. And so taking a few moments to allow the body to relax. Maybe scanning through and noticing particular areas where there may be tension and seeing if some of those areas can soften and relax. Maybe physically also the inside of the body might be able to soften a little bit. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can soften. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can soften. All those very soft organs inside, allowing them to be soft. And maybe too, the mind can relax. Maybe we can set aside thoughts, worries, concerns about the past or the future, allowing mental tension to recede, perhaps. And with this relaxation of body and perhaps some of mind, recognizing, perhaps you can recognize that you're aware. Awareness has been happening while you've been relaxing. Just maybe you can kind of tune in and recognize that you're aware, just in a very obvious way, Yes, knowing. Yes, awareness is here. And with awareness present, what is the easiest thing to be aware of in this moment? Maybe not trying to look for it, but settling back and seeing what obvious experience just easily shows up for you. Might be something in the body. Often that's a very obvious set of sensations available, easy to know. Might be the breath. Exploring a kind of a receptive stance on your experience for a little while. Not trying to choose what to pay attention to, but rather letting whatever is easy and obvious just come to you. And that may change. Whatever is easy to know can change, sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly. Just seeing if you can stay receptive to receive the next thing without holding on to the last thing, reaching for something in the future. Just what's easy, what's here. This exploration of what's happening in the present moment is really an exploration of our human experience of what it's like to be a human being with a body and feelings and emotions. The Buddha pointed to different processes at work in our human experience and encouraged us to be aware of them. And just name each one and offer a little bit of a reflection with each one, a little bit of a pointing. You don't have to try to do it, but maybe as I speak each one, you might get a little flavor. So the first is the body. This felt sense of our physical being. The sense of body sensations happening. You might notice a lot of different sensations like pressure or hardness or heat or coolness. or movement perhaps of the breath. Sensations of slight pressure in the throat as the breath goes in, the expansion of the chest and relaxing of those muscles. You might notice vibration or pulsing or tingling. The body experience is a really kind of felt sense of experience, this sensation level of experience. You might think we're experiencing hips or hand. But those are just ideas. It's not the actual experience. We can't actually experience hand. We experience pulsing, tingling, vibration, stiffness, hardness. And so perhaps touching into this physical realm of experience. Another realm of experience the Buddha pointed to is that experience will either be pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Sometimes this is clear and obvious, and sometimes not so. And so maybe right now you could just allow your attention to land with whatever is the strongest physical sensation in your body. And just check, does it have a quality of pleasant or unpleasant? Or maybe neither. That is, we sometimes call that neutral quality. The sensation of the body, whatever that sensation is, wherever you're attending, that's one thing. And then the quality of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, it's a different aspect of that experience. And so just for a few minutes, maybe not even a few minutes, just maybe a minute or so, taking some time to see, is there a receiving of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral experience. You don't have to try to find it at this point, but just maybe be open to, curious about, is it there? But not really looking for it. Another aspect of experience the Buddha pointed to is that we have a process in our mind that recognizes what's happening. It recognizes things like hand or knee, or recognizing a particular sound, like knowing this is my voice, for instance. And this is the process of perception. It can be subtle. If you have any sound in your vicinity, this can be an easy place to recognize it. You know, for instance, the sound of my voice. You might have a sense of me sitting on the other side of the screen or something. That subtle image in your mind of my face on the screen. That would be the mind recognizing the voice belonging to me. Or perhaps in physical sensation, if there's a strong area of physical sensation, you might again attune to wherever the strongest physical sensation is. And the knowing or the recognizing that the part of the body that is, that's perception. So earlier when I said that hand wasn't a sensation, it's not a sensation, it's a perception. It is a process in the mind that recognizes experience in that way. And then the next area the Buddha pointed to is the area of basically mental activity, volitional mental activity. This would include any emotional or kind of ideas. So if there's a, maybe there's an annoyance if you're, you know, not appreciating having such a long guided meditation, you know, maybe there's a little bit of annoyance there. That's a mental formation. Or maybe there's a curiosity about exploring this. That's a mental formation, curiosity. Or maybe there are thoughts about what's happening. Beliefs or ideas or thoughts about something else going on in your life. Those are mental formations. Another big area. This is a big, big part of what goes on in there. And the Buddha said that we can know it. We can be aware while these things are happening. And so if you are noticing some mental activity, can there be awareness of it? Awareness of emotions or moods or thoughts? The last area the Buddha pointed to is just a simple knowing of experience. Just there's a body sensation, and there's knowing of that body sensation. Two separate processes again. The sound and the recognition, the knowing of that sound, not the identification of what it is. Just that hearing is happening. Every experience, there's something that's experienced, and then there's this kind of almost mysterious knowing. We can be aware of that knowing. This is really subtle, and not so helpful to try to find it, but just my speaking about it might evoke a little bit of a flavor of there's a breath and there's a knowing of a breath. There's a sound and a knowing of the sound. Now we can let go of this exploration, just return to whatever is easy to connect with in mindfulness. Just aware. Experience in the present moment. If your attention naturally wants to land with the breath, that's fine. We'll just sit in silence for the last few minutes of this time together, sitting.